Our cash cattle markets finish out last week. They're 240, 241. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news update. Zach Tindall, Producers Livestock Marketing, Sioux City, said that's where we finished our cattle prices last week, 240, 241, and that's where we started this week.
Yeah, another bad close of the week. 2 weeks in a row, we finished limit lower here in the live cattle and feeder cattle complexes. Just too much news, too much focus on beef, cattle, whatever you want to say surrounding the market or cattle complex this week, and just haven't been able to really get ahead of it, and that's basically what pushed it. And I guess you want to think about it as a guy in New York or California or wherever it is, some fund manager with a bunch of long feeder cattle or live cattle contracts, and whether it's President Trump or else making comments all the time and press release and headlines. I mean, why would you want to be involved in it?
And he pointed out, as it really comes down to it, it's a lot of headline news that's moving our markets.
I think that's a lot of what we've seen. We got ourselves to limit lower pretty early this morning, especially on the feeder cattle, fat cattle. It took them a while to get there, but never really left and just stuck there. Synthetics, if we were able to keep trading through the limit, we're even lower here at the close. So fat cattle, December looked like they were about steady with where the board closed, but you get out in the further deferred somewhere between $1.70 to $2 lower, and feeders anywhere from $5 to $7 additional losses.
Despite the headline news that was moving our markets, he did point out there were a few other factors that played a role here as well.
Got the basis back for the hedgers, $6 flop on the basis from where we were a week ago to this week. So some of the hedgers, I mean, it was a welcome down board with the cash hanging right in there. But overall, I mean, the main thing in here is just the money flow and news headlines. And until we get beef and cattle out of the news, I don't think much changes here at the beginning of the week.
We will also follow this week the possibility of the border between the U.S. and Mexico reopening. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Weinberg.